Roping Fish Productions and Spoken Realms present Early Autumn, A Story of a Lady by Lewis Bromfield, narrated by Amy J. Johnson. Early Autumn, Chapter 1. 1. There was a ball in the old Pentland house, because for the first time in nearly 40 years, there was a young girl in the family to be introduced to the polite world of Boston, and to the elect who had been asked to come on from New York and Philadelphia. So the old house was all bedizened with lanterns and bunches of late spring flowers, and in the bare, white-painted, dignified hallway, a Negro band, hidden discreetly by flowers, sat making noisy, obscene music. Sybil Pentland was 18, and lately returned from school in Paris, whither she had been sent against the advice of the conservative members of her own family, which, it might have been said, included in its connections most of Boston. Already her great aunt, Mrs. Cassandra Struthers, a formidable woman, had gone through the list of eligible young men, the cousins and connections who were presentable and possessed of fortunes worthy of consideration by a family so solidly rich as the Pentlands. It was toward this end that the ball had been launched, and the whole countryside invited. Young and old, spry and infirm, middle-aged and dowdy, toward this end, and with the idea of showing the world that the family had lost none of its prestige for all the lack of young people in its ranks. For this prestige had once been of national proportions, though now it had shrunk until the Pentland name was little known outside of New England. Rather, it might have been said that the nation had run away from New England and the Pentland family, leaving it stranded, and almost forgotten by the side of the path which marked an unruly, almost barbaric progress away from all that the Pentland family and the old house represented. Sybil's grandfather had seen to it that there was plenty of champagne, and there were tables piled with salads and cold lobster and sandwiches and hot chicken and chafing dishes. It was as if a family, whose whole history had been marked by thrift and caution, had suddenly cast to the winds all semblance of restraint in a heroic gesture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?